The streets of Austin are lined with campaign signs focusing on the future of this struggling small town. They're on every corner, in every yard, even greeting drivers on the outskirts of town. But it's the handwritten sign posted on Tammy Breeding's lawn that sends perhaps the most powerful message of all.
I had to make a statement. I want to take back my community, my neighborhood.
The sign reads, "No loitering, no prostituting in front of or around these premises. Violators will be prosecuted." Breeding's neighborhood is the epicenter of an HIV outbreak unlike anything the Centers for Disease Control has seen in rural America. Health department officials say people are spreading the disease primarily through intravenous drug use, and that's a problem Austin's been struggling with for years. Breeding says you don't have to walk far down North Church Street before you find someone looking to buy or sell drugs.
The main drag, what I call it, is Church and Broadway. This is like a meeting corner for the drug deals, the prostitutes. You can see it go from one house to another down this strip here of where they're going to get their next fix. And they call them the shooting galleries because they go to get a shot and then they get high and then they walk to the next one.
It's gotten so bad. Some neighbors are putting up barricades to prevent addicts and dealers from using their driveways as trade-off points. And Breeding says a temporary needle exchange program Governor Mike Pence authorized is only making the situation worse.
I think if they continue this needle exchange, you're going to have the worst epidemic with drugs coming in from all over, that it's not going to be able to be contained the way they need to contain it.
The exchange is part of the state's effort to curb the outbreak. It's set up in a community outreach center in Austin and allows addicts to get enough clean needles for 1 week. They give their first names and get an ID card to join the program. So far, Scott County Public Health Nurse Brittany Combs says participation has been lower than she hoped.
We had to design the program from scratch. Nobody's ever done this before. So it took a while to design the program, and then once we started, it takes a while to gain people's trust, especially this population. They're not trusting.
The governor's executive order authorizes the program through May 25th and only in Scott County. But HIV is spreading. Deputy State Health Commissioner Jennifer Waffle says there are now 5 cases in Jackson County, Scott County's northern neighbor.
The 5 cases that are reported in Jackson County, all of the contact tracing is complete. And so we feel that those 5 cases have been isolated and contained.
That's a line some folks aren't buying.
For the governor to think that he can contain the epidemic in Scott County with an emergency order is reckless and will cost the lives of thousands of Hoosiers.
That's Dr. Shane Avery, who works in Scott County. He was one of several people who testified during a House committee hearing this week, asking legislators to make needle exchange programs legal in high-risk communities. The bill would allow for local needle exchange programs in areas with high rates of hepatitis C, which is often an indicator of HIV. Proponents of the bill, like co-director of the Rural Center for AIDS and STD Prevention, Beth Meyerson, say the programs effectively quell outbreaks, but not if they're limited.
They know it's a bigger problem than Scott. I've not heard anyone make the statement that the state has been making, which is this is only Scott and this is only the situation, and when it's all over, it's all over. I think everyone knows this is a long-distance run. It is a lifetime need until these people have treatment services available to them. And what about our own communities, too?
Executive Director of the Indiana Prosecuting Attorney's Council, David Powell, was the only person at the hearing to speak out against the needle exchange bill. He says legislators need a more long-term solution to the outbreak that addresses funding and substance abuse treatment.
If you at some point want to incorporate a needle exchange program in that mix, then that's your call, obviously. We just think it's too early to do that, and I'm worried that if you do that, you think you've fixed the problem. Without treatment, without testing, without addressing these other more critical, more expensive public health needs, you don't fix anything.
The proposed needle exchange bill wouldn't provide any funding to help local communities establish exchanges. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Harrington.